A mineral exploration project north of Haines is given the green light to expand, and Haines local newspaper owner joins the assembly race. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A Canadian company conducting mineral exploration about 35 miles north of Haines was recently granted permission to grow its project. Last week, the Federal Bureau of Land Management approved Constantine Metal Resources' plan to expand operations at its Palmer Project site. The plan includes building a couple miles of road along with culverts and bridges to provide easier access to drilling sites. An environmental analysis found that while the work will have some impacts on water and wildlife, it says the endeavor shouldn't cause significant harm. Right now, Constantine relies on a lot of this. The company uses a helicopter to shuttle employees and equipment to exploration sites along the mountain. Workers drill holes into the rock that average between 500 and 2,500 feet deep, looking for copper, zinc, gold, and silver. Liz Cornejo is Constantine's exploration and community manager.
There's a lot of activity going on in that area of the mountain, and it makes sense now to reestablish access to that area to better service those activities without the need for a helicopter for all operations.
Constantine had permission for up to 5 acres of ground disturbance. They now plan to build an access road that extends across Glacier Creek, up a mountain close to the main mineral deposit. That activity mandates an environmental assessment by the BLM. It took about a year to complete and garnered more than 200 public comments. Dennis Teitzel with the BLM oversees projects in the Haines area.
It is our responsibility and goal to ensure that operations we permit on public lands are safe and protective of natural resources in the local community.
Teitzel says the plan met those standards. The environmental assessment acknowledges that the expansion will have some adverse impacts on the nearby Glacier Creek and wildlife, but the BLM determined that the potential effects are not significant. Guy Archibald with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council sees it differently. SEAC was one of several groups whose comments to the BLM centered on environmental concerns. Other groups included Lynn Canal Conservation and the Chilkat Indian Village Tribal Council of Klukwan, about 15 miles south of the Palmer Project. One of the conservation group's major worries is the road construction and other work around Glacier Creek could affect the rivers it flows into. The Klahini River and Chilkat River are important resources for subsistence and commercial salmon fishing. Here's Archibald.
And this is, what we hope not to see above the Klahini River. There's too many communities and people and cultures that rely on healthy water and healthy fisheries up there. We've seen it happen before, and we don't want to see it happen again.
One of Archibald's major concerns is that the road construction and other activity could strike rock that contains sulfide and cause acid rock drainage, harming water and wildlife. Constantine's Cornejo says that's a risk they've evaluated and found to be unlikely.
All of the rocks in the area where that we're working for the road building will be non-acid generating. And we've done numerous tests, and all the data is showing that there is no likelihood of acid rock generation. It's acid consuming. There's a lot of carbonate in the rocks.
The BLM also put an additional requirement in place to try to minimize the potential for acid rock generation. Constantine must have a geologist on site inspecting road work on a daily basis during construction for unanticipated exposures to sulfide minerals. Archibald says that's not enough.
Because once acid mine generation starts happening, it's very hard to stop it.
Along with the road construction monitoring, the BLM lists a few other requirements. They include monitoring for raptor nests and mountain goats, and that the company provide a buffer to keep activity away from those areas. Constantine's exploration right now consists of drilling holes from the surface of the mountain In the future, it could include underground exploration.
So at this point, it's something that is just something that we're evaluating but not yet proposing. And so it's important to look at our activities as they're currently proposed, which is just the road work to help support existing exploration activities.
Cornejo says every rock, soil, and water sample they take is to help evaluate the potential for a mine. They hope the newly approved road will help make that exploration easier and safer. The company plans to start building the road this fall and finish construction next summer. Tom Morfitt, the owner, publisher, reporter, editor, and designer for the Chilkat Valley News, was certified Monday to run for Haines Borough Assembly. According to the borough, Morfitt filed his paperwork at 4:58 p.m. on Friday, August 19th. Public notices claimed that the filing deadline was Friday at 5 p.m. While Morfitt handed in his paperwork just before the deadline, his financial disclosure forms were incomplete. Later, Friday evening, he resubmitted completed forms. According to Haynesboro Code, the filing deadline for municipal elections is actually August 20th, but that date fell on a Saturday when the borough offices were closed. Because of that confusion, borough manager Bill Seward said Monday they were consulting the borough attorney. At 3 p.m. Monday, borough staff reported that Morfitt's paperwork had been certified. Morfitt told KHNS that he's been critical of local government for a while, so it's time to, quote, put up or shut up. He said he was waiting for someone better to file, but ultimately wasn't satisfied with the candidates, so he submitted his paperwork. Morfitt has owned the CVN for 5 years, but said he's looking to sell. As for his role in the weekly publication, he said he hopes to shift operations to someone else and step away almost entirely. Who will take over is unclear. That brings the number of candidates up to 6 for 2 open assembly seats. Morfitt joins incumbent Diana Lapham, author Heather Lendy, school district bookkeeper Judy Erickson, commercial fisherman Ryan Cook, and business owner Leonard Dubber. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 4th. Southeast Alaska's regional tribal government is temporarily ending programs that provide food, clothing, and shelter to its most needy clients. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska says federal budget cuts are to blame. Central Council Chief Operating Officer Corrine Garza estimates the program helps about 1,000 tribal members a year. She says those clients are not eligible for other assistance.
Most people don't have any income at all. They don't have any unemployment. They don't have any SSI or Social Security or any other form of income coming in.
The reductions are to the Bureau of Indian Affairs 477 programs, which include general and employment assistance. One cut ends, for now, back-to-school clothing vouchers. Garza says the cuts total 20% of the program's $2.6 million annual budget. But the council only learned about it 8 months into the year.
If we knew about it at the beginning of the year, of course you can make cuts throughout the year rather than trying to do it all in a period of 4 months.
Garza says the council received no formal notice of the reduction. She found the information in a grant document and confirmed it with the BIA. The federal agency did not immediately respond to emails about the cuts. Tlingit Haida Central Council runs the programs in Haines, Craig, Klawak, Kasan, Saxman, Wrangell, and Juneau. It's run by local tribal governments in some communities. Council officials say they're referring clients to other resources when possible. The Haines Borough Assembly on Tuesday will hear from State Forester and Director Chris Mache about the future of the local forestry office. Mache will unveil planned management changes in regards to the Haines State Forest. Later in the meeting, the Assembly will consider a resolution formally opposing the potential closure of the local forestry office. After that, the Ski Tour Areas Map Timeline Ordinance is up for its first public hearing. The Tourism Advisory Board recommended the ordinance that would give operators more time to ask for changes to the map. Lastly, the Assembly will decide if the $32,500 set aside in the borough budget as Assembly appropriations should go to nonprofits. That money has been called the community chest in the past, but the approved FY17 budget refers to that chunk as Assembly appropriations instead. The motion to allot the money as grant funding for community nonprofits, as it has in the past, was brought forward by Assemblywoman Margaret Friednauer. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.